Okay, first, I'd like to thank everyone for coming. I didn't expect an Olam like this on the night of cleaning for Pesach. Maybe that's why we have such an Olam. So thank you for coming. I did put out the first few pages of the OU manual for wine production. I just want you to know that as you learn the sugyas, it's really godless what's written there. There's a lot of ideas there. What you saw last week is also more makes more understandable what you read. So I don't know if there were enough. They all disappeared very quickly. Mitzvah Hashem, you didn't get it. So I'll Mitzvah Hashem, I'll provide more coming up. But tonight I'd like to share with you a Pesach Machshava. If you don't mind, it's a two-part machshava, which starts from Kiloi Noah Kiloi Yoah, from that piyut. It says the Apoide Kahalocha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the redemption of Klal Yisrael was Kahalocha. What does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Apoide Kahalocha? He redeemed Klal Yisrael like what halacha? So there's an Imre Emes that says the Gaval de Gavart, and it ties in to a number of things. The Imre Emes talks about the Gemara Kedushin Chav Beis Amid Beis. But the Gemara there brings a ma'isa, Rabbi Yehuda Handua Ger She'en Lo Yarshim Hava. It tells about somebody who was a ger that had no yarshim, cholash, and he got sick. So what's the first thing you do if a ger She'en Lo Yarshim gets sick? So Olmar Zutra L'Shule Bay. What's the first thing he did? He went to be mevaka chaylim. He went to be mevaka. But it says Taka Chazia the Tukaf Le'Alma. So he's dying. So what do you do if you see he's dying? So he saw he's dying. So Amaleila Avde. So he said to the Eved of this Ger. Now, the halacha is that Ger Shal Yarshim dies. The first second he dies, he's kind of himself. He goes L'Cheirus. So it's a Shad. The Eved should go L'Cheirus. So what did Mezut should do? He told the Eved, while Rabbi Yehuda was still alive, Shalaf Li Misanoi, take off my shoes, Vamtinu Lebesa, and carry it for me to my house. So he took off his shoes and he carried it for him to his house. What did he gain? So Rashi says that Nizabai Shaliyisku Batsmai. He didn't want the David shouldn't be Zaychin himself. So therefore, Lafika Kadam Lafne Misa. Therefore, before the Adain died, Zachabai, he was Zaychin him. There shouldn't be a moment the Eved is not working. So if he's working every minute along the way, so the minute the Adin dies, he's working for Mazutra. So Mazutra is kainach with Chazaka. Chazaka is, if he's working for you, he's kainach. So Zaktim Re'emes, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when Klal Yisrael went out from being Avdei Paroi, if Klal Yisrael is going to go out from being Avdei Paroi, they're going to go, they'll be Bnei Chayrin. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made that when they went out of Mitzrayim, it says in the Pasuk, Vayisa Ames Betzekoi Terem Yechmatz, Misharaisam Tzurais Besimlaisam Al Shechmam. The Pasuk says when they went out of Mitzrayim, they were carrying this dough on their back, and somehow the dough didn't become chametz, it was going to be matzah. It's not clear why it was important that it be matzah at that point, but this was their avoda that they were carrying out the dough. So Bob is Rashi. Why were they carrying the dough? There are plenty of animals. There are plenty of avodim. So Rashi asks, why did they carry? Afi shahayu lam beimis harbe. He brings that there was a chavivus for the mitzvah. The Imre Emes says, no, play the kalocha. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the first minute that they're going for being Ois Avdei Parai, they should be Kavyochel working for the Rabbi Nishalaylam. So he's paid the Kalocha the first minute that they're carrying. So this explains why we make such a fuss over the matzahs on the shoulders. Some people have a meaning, they put the matzahs on the shoulders. They better svarim them, they actually put it and they walk around the room with the matzahs on the shoulders. So what's the big deal? I mean, even these matzahs are the matzahs after Pesach, really, after the Seder. But anyway, this is the big deal. The big deal is that there was no hefsek in between. So the Imre Emes says, with this also fits well, the halacha is, by the four crises, you're allowed to drink mikra din with nayig natu, but the mikra din you're allowed to drink between the first three kaisis. You're allowed to be mafsik with other drinking, but not between the third kais and the fourth kais. Between the third kais and the fourth kais, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Why? So he says the first three kaisis are keneged vitzalti, vitzesi, vigaalti. The fourth kais is velakachti. The whole Imri Emes is saying there's not allowed to be any hefsik between the hitzesi and the lakachti. Between hitzesi or hitzalti or gaalti, between the lashainis of taking out and a Kaddish Baruch Hu's lakachti, there's no hefsik. It goes one straight into the other. And since it went one straight into the other, so therefore we're meramis to that, that there's no hefsik in between. It's a shame of art that it's einfal from the Imri Emes. So it's a chassidish of art, but it's a halachadik of art. That it that the Abdus went straight. With this, he says that it's good and Evet shouldn't be a rega without work. That he should go straight. Once you're a ben chayrin for a minute, you don't become Evet again. Evet is only if it's consecutive, and if there's no hefsik in between. If there be a moment of hefsik, so in halacha, once Evet becomes a ben chayrin, he doesn't go back to being a real Evet. That's gufei kanui. So once there's teltsu to that, al ken yaziv isha sove vesimai v'dovak v'ishtai. The idea that the Torah, when it talks about marriage, it talks about going directly from yaziv esove vesimai to directly v'dovak v'ishtai. It's not good, demis, it's not good in between if there's a period. Somebody should go from being in a house with parents, yes, the teltsu, and then he gets married. So again, he has to shteltsu. He goes sort of from one avdus to another, if that's what you like to say. It's not healthy. A person lives at avivimai, then he lives himself, and then he gets married. Bemis is very hard because you live yourself. You don't shteltsu to anybody. You leave your things around. You do the gezuntasach is there should be, like Imre Emes says, no minute of being a ben chayrin in between. When you're on your own in between, you live without shtelling tzu to somebody else, and it's not a good thing. This just if you want to have a nice birth for the Sheva Brachas too, but this is the Imre Emes. What? Why don't we say? Yeah, sometimes it happens. Simon, the truth is, it's interesting. Alken Yaziv Isha Sava Vesimai. It says by Adam who didn't even have Avivimai. By Adam he went straight, and then it says Alken Yaziv. It's like very strange that there it uses the Pasi. Alken, I don't know the answer to that. Anyway, this is the Imre Emes' Shtikl Torah. It's a nice Shtikl Torah. There's a second piece of Torah that I'd like to share with you on this from Rav Schwab. This is in Iyun Tefillah. It's in Parshas Bay B'Kitzer. It's much nicer the way it's brought in Iyun Tefillah. At the end of Kriya Shema, we have Shetzes Yascha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So there's a little known Vard on the Haggadah there. And it shtells too nice. It's interesting. From there, from a chassidish source, I'm saying a halachitik avart. And from Rav Schwab, I have a machshav avart, which he fits well. He asked the question that many ask, that the halachma anya, we say, what's lachma anya? It's the food that avodim eat, achlona avasana, baradim etzrayim. A derech of an eved is that he eats matzah. And then we say, pesazu al shema, and matzazu al shema. So there we don't say the matzah is al shem that avodim eat matzah. There we say a totally different reason. We say that the matzah there is because of the matzah of Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's inconsistent. Halach mind Yechas Habarad Mitzrayim, we say because avodim eat matzah. That's the remez of the matzah. And then we say matzah zu al shema al shor shel hispik mispitzekam. Because there was not enough time for the potsek to rise when they left Mitzrayim. It's interesting. There are three matzahs. The matzah that avodim eat, the mitzvah of matzah, the night of the Seder in Mitzrayim, and this matzah that I read you when they went out, this mysterious matzah on their shoulder, that it didn't rise. I don't even know why they needed matzah at that point. It was ready the next day. We skipped the matzah they ate at the Seder. We don't even talk about. There's nothing to do with Leil Seder, it seems. Halach Banya is the first matzah that Aniyim eat. When they went out, the dough didn't rise when they went out. So the first question is, why, make up your mind, which matzah is it? And then Rav Schwab asks, which should be such a simple cash, I don't know, nobody asks it. What's Pasha Pshat? They left Mitzrayim. There wasn't enough time for the matzah to rise. What are you talking about? They went from Ramses to Sukkos within 18 minutes? There was no 18 minutes for it to rise. The whole point is, they didn't have time. If you don't have time, just the opposite. It becomes chametz very quickly. Matter of fact, the Shulchan Aruch, it says that if you work with the dough and then you stop, it becomes chametz in a minute. It becomes chametz instantly. The words just don't make sense. Ashlehis is mitzekam. What's lehispik? It should have become.
But didn't they go out there and somebody ever said it was hot when you baked right away to heat in the sun?
Lohispik means it, but it didn't have time. It baked so fast. It's interesting. The pasuk sounds like it stayed dough all the way through. It says they went with dough on their shoulder. It doesn't say that they went with. I don't know. The pasuk just doesn't sound. Try. I don't know how hot the sun will be, but I don't think it's going to cook so bake it so fast. Yeah.
Maybe that they
had
to finish it.
No, they put the dough on their shoulders and terem yechmatz. I don't know how hot it could have been. It was 200 degrees. Anyway, Rav Schwab says an interesting thing. He says that when they went out of Mitzrayim, his lashon is. Oz nitol koyach hachimutz meha isa. The koyach of chimutz was taken away. That the whole time they went, the koyach hachimutz was taken away. It was taka b'derech nes. Ubitul koyach hachimutz nasa yideish nigla aleim elch machalim kadosh baruch hu. That nigla aleim kadosh baruch hu made that there was a bitul koyach hachimutz. Why? For what reason? He says, Tama Dovar, it's written here very beautifully. He says, Klaiso and Adam Mitzrayim, they think, till now we were Avadim, and now we're B'nai Chayrin. Till now we worked for Pari, and now we're B'nai Chayrin. Holach Ma'anya, the whole remez of the matzah Leil Pesach is that it's a lechem of an Eved. It's a lechem of an Eved. So Nigla Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, you're not going to Cheres, you're going from one Avdus to another. You're going from the Avdus of Paroi, and now you're Avdei Hashem. Halu Avdei Hashem. So Davka HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Koyach HaChimutz, it's a blibe of Michael Avadim, that when they're going out of Mitzrayim, that dough didn't rise, it remained Michael Avadim, and Taka. It's not a stira. Holach ma'anya dachol avasana. He asked, it's a stira. It's Michael Avadim or it's lehispik. Says Hainuach. It's Michael Avadim. And therefore, when they went out of Mitzrayim, it stayed miraculously, it stayed matzah, as if to tell Klal Yisrael that you're remaining Avadim. You're going from Avdei Parai to Avdei Hashem. And therefore, it remained at that point matzah. And that's the whole remez that they went into being Avdei Hashem, which fits, of course, beautifully with the whole Imri Eves. The whole Imri Eves is saying that the carrying of that matzah was to make them go from Avdei Parai to Avdei Hashem. So it tells you very beautiful that this lashon, he fits it into the language. Asher etzesi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, nigla aliyam alchem lachem teklai so adam Mitzrayim, liyos lachem le'lekim, that you should be meshuvit to me. The Yetzias Mitzrayim was to be Meshuvah, to be Avdei Hashem. So, two very beautiful Vertloch, and they're more than Vertloch, that the side of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to go from being an Eved to Paroi, probably Paroi made them work at least till midnight on Thursday nights, and now we're going to be Avdei Hashem, we might stay in the Beis Medrash till midnight on Thursday nights. Okay, the Mishmer has a Ben Hazmanim for one Thursday, Mitzvah Hashem next week. Next week, attendance is voluntary, as opposed to all other weeks when it's mandatory. I will see you at Hashem in 2 weeks. We'll continue. Good Yom Tov. Good Yom Tov, everyone.